Hey guys, and welcome back to the Where UK podcast. My name is Jesse, and I'm joined by my co-host.
I'm Izzy.
Izzy, thanks for always doing
Thank
that.
Thank you, nice.
And today we have a very special guest with us, the wonderful Joe Garrett.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
The clap, what's
the
clap
know.
About?
It just felt like I needed
a
clap.
Slow clap.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, I appreciate the clap.
No, we can clap, it's good.
Oh, we're going to clap at the start of the show.
Yay!
Nice.
But we're going to hear a bit about your story, your testimony. It's part of our kind of wider testimony series. But before we kind of jump in and hear the back story, we'd just love to hear who you are now, like what you're up to, what does your day-to-day look like?
Day-to-day... if I get out of bed early. no, I'm kidding. But no, at the moment I do social media, like fashion, but presenting's like the main goal I've been trying to push into for a while. Yeah, I love presenting, love meeting new people, love interviewing people, that kind of stuff. So that's been so fun. And then obviously done TV stuff in the past.
Cool.
That's the roundup.
That's the gist. Yeah. Is there any sort of rhythm to your life?
I honestly
so passive.
No, it's true though.
Any rhythm?
Yeah.
Like,
what does the rhythm
is it just different everywhere? Because mine can be as well.
No, self-employed. You get it, right? It's constantly changing, constantly flowing. Like again, like I know I joke about the beginning of anything, but it's like certain events you might be at until like 6 o'clock, and then you're up the next morning later, and it depends. It all depends. Some days I will have like, and I'm being so open and honest about the like. Social media games. I think a lot of people like to promote this incredible life all the time and, you know, always working, always got the brand new this, that, the rest. And obviously it's hard to always see that. But I'll be so honest, like there could be a week where I'm absolutely jam-packed with work and loads of things are happening for me and it's amazing. I'm truly blessed. And then I could have 3-4 weeks of just nothing. Like, wow. And then I have to kind of make stuff happen and try and go out. And I like... kind of reach out to brands or try to make certain things happen and do my own kind of stuff. So it's always hit and miss. It's not as glamorous as everyone thinks. It's up, down. But that's just the honesty.
That's cool. It's awesome to kind of hear of your story from afar and kind of hear of, I think Izzy lets me in every now and then about these ridiculous brand deals that you guys get. What's the most ridiculous one that you've ever done? What have you had to dress as? Go on.
What have I had to dress as?
Dress as?
Yeah, I just feel like you've probably had to wear some wacky
outfits. He's actually right, to be fair. I dressed as like a Trojan 1 year at Carnival.
A what?
Trojan? What's like a... I had like a vest on and like...
Like a Roman...
Yeah. So I've done that one. And then what else have I dressed as? Funny things... on a show once, I had to dress up. I had to dress up. They've done like a Saints and Sinners night, and of course, I was saint.
You were saint. Great.
Yeah, I made sure of that. So,
right, like podcast.
Glitter on. Yeah, of course, right? I had the glitter on and everything else, and outfit.
Yeah.
I had a vest on. We were speaking about. So I had the vest and I had these these glittery waistband things.
Is it bad that I have an image in my head?
the image is good.
I'm gonna
show you after. It looks normal.
No, that's not to be disclosed. Sorry. It's cool. It's cool to like cool what you do. Cool to hear about it now. I guess I'd love to hear a bit of the process of your story. I actually don't really know you. We've known of each other for a bit. We bumped into each other in and out.
Yeah, we got in and out.
That's so random.
LA once.
I'm gonna say we got it together actually now. That's the decision I'm just made
you
now.
You see that together?
Yeah, we got in and out together. We shared a drink.
We shared a quarter pounder.
I think so.
One straw or two?
One.
Okay.
One basketball.
Very intimate.
Hold on, Izzy. Just keep you lean back a sec. because obviously we was out there for there was a church conference.
Yeah.
And you was out there working as well.
Yeah.
What was that, a year ago? About a year ago, weren't it?
But Joe, where was kind of like the process with you now becoming a Christian? We briefly mentioned this earlier, but some people will probably know you as the Love Island boy. Some people, it's not just who you are, but I've only watched one season of Love Island, and I realized that was the season that you were on.
Huge.
Which is
and you look
crazy.
So different.
Yeah.
And Jesse, how old were you when that came out?
I was 15. How old were you, Jay?
I was 22.
Strong.
Yeah, That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's ages ago. I mean, like, yeah.
It's a long time.
So I do. Yeah, I look completely different.
All Stars, less so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A brief appearance.
Yeah. 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 But this is the thing. Like, I genuinely like. Yeah, people won't recognize me from that. I don't think. No. No, it's just different.
Yeah.
And my hair naturally went blonde. I don't know how that happened.
Wait, that's natural.
Can we cut? Yes. No. I'm joking. No, obviously not, like, at all. So I look completely
exposed.
Different. Yeah, no. No,
it's all right,
completely
mate. Getting as red as your nose, but it's all right.
But no, it's funny because a lot of people say, like, oh, I didn't know he was on that season. I'm like, yeah, I know. Well, it wasn't on for that. It was like 2.5 weeks, but yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool thing to see, like, okay, that, like, because I think a lot of Christians have a lot of perception around the social media world.
Yes,
the influencer world. Like the reality TV world.
Yeah.
For some Christians, it feels very distant from church and disconnected from church. And yet we met at like a church conference.
Yep.
And I think there's probably been a bit of a process there for you.
Sure.
And we met a Bible study.
We
did.
Oh my gosh.
That was a while back. Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
That it's not disconnected, that like the influencer space isn't one separate from the church.
Massively.
And I'd love to just hear how you personally came to almost find Jesus, because I don't know the story.
Okay, yeah. So my dad is Christian. So I was kind of raised on like reading the Bible, religious stories, that kind of stuff, and religious beliefs. I went to Church of England. So when I was like 6 to 10. Mm. So I guess I would always say like, religion has been in my life from when I was young, or like I've been open to, like my eyes been open to it since I was young. But it's something I guess I drifted away from just as I kind of like went into like secondary school, it was no longer a religious school. I kind of, all my friends, no one went to church. Mm. We moved area. So the church that I used to go with my dad when I was younger, we stopped going to that church. Rugby became on Sundays. I used to play rugby on Sundays. That's the only day you could play. And it became my life. Like rugby was my life. And that was what I wanted to be, like a rugby player. So I guess as I went through secondary school, I guess I still called myself Christian and would think and like would pray and stuff like that and read scripture every now and then. But I guess I wasn't looking back now. Mm. I wasn't firstly actively living like how I should have. Mm. But secondly, I guess it wasn't as present in my life as I thought it was at the time. I think just naturally through secondary school, you kind of get in your own like world and whatever else. So you kind of deal with that. Mm. Anyway, go out of school and I dabble in church a little bit. Couldn't really find a good church to go to. Was working. I had my own sandwich company at the time. So I had a sandwich shop and that was my bit on the show. So I was
a sandwich shop.
Yeah, yeah. I had a sandwich shop.
It's Joe the sandwich guy.
Sandwich man.
Is that what you were known as?
Yeah, yeah. So I had a sandwich company, like a sandwich shop, a coffee shop, a catering company as well. And I, when I say this, like took my life, like for however many years I was doing it. Oh, it was just so much. And I think being your own boss, and it's something I'd always say to people who are their own boss, is that, oh my gosh, that is such a hard life. Mm. Like constantly. You're just never shut off. Like straight, like I would leave, go to rugby training. That night I'm then restocking, prepping for the next day. It was a 7 days every, and like even on the weekends, I didn't open the weekends. Mm. And yet I was constantly thinking, prepping, all that.
Yeah.
So that was very full on. Got into Love Island. So I'd done Love Island when I was 2019. Mm. It was just really weird. Like it just, I had a few injuries in rugby. I took like a few really bad, like I had knee surgery, few bad concussions, couldn't recover. So I'm like so lost. I'm like, what do I do? Where do I go? A few of my friends are like, you should so apply to this show. Like you're perfect for it. Wow. And I was like, oh, do you know what? Like, why not? Got nothing else going on at the moment. I had the sandwich company still, but I was really struggling with the shop. I had all these injuries with concussion. Like there's a protocol. You're supposed to take X amount of days to recover. Mm. The last concussion I had was like so serious that like I was in and out of like a dark room for like 2 months.
Wow.
Just because like every time I'd stand up, I'd let me pass out. All these different issues were coming and I just couldn't recover at all from this concussion. So I was like losing business and struggling with that. Da, da, da. Anyway, Love Island comes around, which was a crazy experience. and then kind of been in that space ever since. Mm. So done that. It was so fun. And as I come out, I guess where time had almost freed up in my life, I was doing all these crazy things, going to these amazing events and meeting all these really cool people I looked up to. Like, it was insane. Mm-hmm. And like people recognizing you, talking to you, all that stuff. I still felt this weird, like, missing part. I was like, I still feel like I need to do something. Something just doesn't feel right within me.
Yeah.
Again, all along, still being claiming Christian, still praying, doing the little pieces. But I then met a friend, who mutual friend of ours called Jacob. I posted on TikTok about Bible verse, Isaiah 60:22. When the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. Mm. So I post about it, I do this whole thing. And he messages me out of the blue, like, oh, dude, no way, you're Christian. And I'm like, yeah, man. Like, yeah. And he's like, come church. I'm like, I've never met this guy in my life.
He's so good at that.
But he's great. Yeah. He's the best dude. So I was like, yeah, why not? So we went to church. And I haven't really been for a while. I'm sitting there. Everyone's singing. Everyone's standing up. I'm a little bit nervous. Like, that's not me. I'm just not that guy. But I was a bit nervous. I felt a little bit, this is a lot. Anyway, so he goes, you coming next week? I was like, yeah, man, yeah. But I'm unsure now. I'm like a little bit like, I don't know. Sure. Like, yeah, I'll see you next week. He texts me Saturday night, church tomorrow, bro. And I was like, you know what?
Wow.
I'll go again. Go again. Starts feeling a bit more like I belong there, do you know? And that service specifically, it was one of the young pastors and he was great. And I heard every word. It was like one of those times where I'm like, this is really clicking. I'm current with what I'm going through in my life.
Mm.
It was something about like feeling lost and this, that, and the rest. And I thought, you know what? Like, and again, this might be lack of routine in this job and whatever else, but I was like, you know what? This is really hitting what I think. I'm going to come back next week.
Wow.
Come back next week. And I've been going now for probably about a year and a half, 2 years every Sunday. Wow. Bible studies with Izzy and stuff. So yeah, it's been great. And it's again, like I say this to everyone, it does complete the puzzle. Mm. It really does. I think when you find God, it really just fits. And everything makes more sense.
Yeah.
Nothing made sense before. I thought it did. But I think I was just living, for me in a sense. I was living in what my mind was telling me.
Yeah.
This might make sense. But I always say, because I think at the time I had the bit that you say about ego, like I say about ego a lot. I say when you're living for yourself, you're kind of living egotistically.
Mm.
Now I say ego is edging God out. So that, in my opinion, when you have an ego, you're pushing him away.
Mm.
So when I finally kind of drop the ego, kind of let God take control, everything's just way clearer.
Wow.
So yeah, I guess that's kind of how I found my way back, I would say, properly to being an active Christian.
Yeah. I love like the language you're using. It's kind of like the piece to the puzzle that connects it all together.
Massively, yeah.
Makes it all make sense. Lots of people will relate in their stories where there are some stories where people find it in a moment and it's suddenly like they got healed or something. Well, but then there's also stories where you just...
I'm so jealous of people's testimonies sometimes. They'll have this one moment and it sounds incredible and I'm like, oh man, like I wish I had that.
Yeah.
Like that crazy moment where you feel God come to you and it's instant. But again, I guess because when I was younger, I still kind of knew of God.
Yeah.
But I didn't know God, do you know what I mean? So that was kind of where I was at.
Mm.
So I knew of God, but I didn't know God. So yeah, I didn't have that come to moment, but it kind of more has been like a slow burn, but I think it's been.
But God's so in that way.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no disqualification and the like route to God is not linear.
No, exactly.
And I just love that. I love that's your story. It's just like, oh, I started coming and it started making sense. And then I just came again and again. And it's just God just continually began to do little works in you to the point where you're now on a podcast talking about Jesus.
Yeah. And the thing is, I can't be completely honest. There was times in amongst the coming to God that I would really struggle.
Mm.
I would ask questions constantly and things just would feel confusing at times or I feel conflicted in my own personal life and the way I live my life and stuff like that. So it was never this perfect road of like finding God. It took its time and again God just worked his way through me just slowly and
I feel that you've been quite like intentional as well. Like you've turned up to church each week, you've gone to Bible study, you've
built relationships with Christians and stuff like that.
Yeah, so well, again, this is another thing I always said, like, not having Christian friends around me when I was younger was so hard, because I just felt kind of weird at times. Like, I would like talk about God and people would just be like, oh, like, you're an idiot. Da, 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 da. Mm. And I get it. Like, I get like that they have their own opinions and whatever else, and that's completely fine. And I would try my hardest to like spread the word. Mm. Again, from a position that back then I probably wasn't in a great place to do it. Mm. Cause I wasn't actively living what I'm preaching. Mm. But yeah, I think lacking Christian friends when I was younger, having like bad or even seeing bad examples of Christians out and around, there's certain people who did say they were, just kind of made me feel like, oh, you know what, like, you know, and again, it's not me judging them. It was more just, well, if they're doing it, like, well, you know, maybe this is okay. Da, 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 da. That's kind of the way I was living my life before. Mm. Yeah.
So I said, like, in the now, so you're still doing the social media. You're still.
Yes.
Well, once on Love Island and now, and that has certain connotations. How do you find bringing your faith into your work or into that space, in that social media space?
I think this is where I kind of, this is where I feel a bit of an affinity towards the way I'm trying to do things now. Mm-hmm. Is that when I was younger, and as Jesse watched Love Island as a teenager.
As a 15-year-old?
No, yeah, 15. Oh, he wasn't. Yeah, fine.
No, that's teenager.
He was teenager. Oh, my gosh.
15. Teenager.
Yeah, it does make sense. but where as Jesse watched it when he was younger, the same way I did. I think when you see reality TV or TV in general, it's so influential on the youth of today. Massively. Yep. It was when I was younger. I used to watch it all the time. It was every single reality show. Mm. Probably some I shouldn't have watched. You know what I mean? There were some crazy ones. Anything post 10 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like them ones. But the thing is, I never see anyone doing that who said, I'm a Christian or I believe in God or anything like that. I didn't see that. And I think where it was lacking representation in amongst that, I guess I felt this weird feeling of like, oh, maybe it's not cool. Because these people are cool. These are who everyone looks up to. Mm. So maybe it's not cool. Maybe I don't speak about it as much. You know, they're not talking about on the show that everyone's watching. So maybe I don't do that. So when I was younger, I never see that. So in my eyes now, I truly believe that God calls you to have a ministry in what field you're in. Mm. Right? I think God calls everyone. Mm-hmm. That's how I believe you spread the word. It's all well and good going to church every day and talking to Christians about Christianity, but you're not spreading the seed. You're not spreading the word. So this is kind of where my head kind of went with it. I was like, right, now if I can be influential in such a way where like people who might never have looked at God, or maybe was in a similar position to me as when I was younger, who believed in God and wanted to talk on God and whatever else. Mm. If I maybe seen someone like me on a show that I thought was cool and whatever else, and I was, and that person was open and confident in his love and faith for God and Jesus, that would have been so cool to have seen as a kid. Mm. I would have gone, oh my gosh, that's great. I'm going to go out and tell people.
Wow.
I would feel so confident because so-and-so is doing it and he's the guy, you know, that's what it was in my mind. Mm. So I think this is kind of where I'm kind of coming into it now with, trying to find the balance. And again, we all struggle with balance in social media and promoting faith and also doing whatever the job requires on social media. So I'm trying to find that balance now. And again, I'm still struggling. It's an ongoing battle of like what I should be posting, what I shouldn't be posting. Mm. Something I done recently was to post. So you see like you got the highlight reels below. Mm-hmm. So I majority of the time will, every now and then I'll do a grid post on something faith-based, but I would always do stories every time we're at church or wherever I was, Bible studies. Mm. So when you have the like professional Instagram, it says about, you know, the insights below, X amount, million views, da da da, on in the past 30 days.
No need to flex, bro. Come on.
I was like, hey, millions. Okay, cool.
Dude, I was at church the other day and I said my number to someone and he went, oh yeah, that's cute. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
You're killing it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's my friend. He's killing it. But I recently put all my stories and the highlights just under a cross. And it's the first highlight reel on just underneath. And the reason is, I just want to, if maybe a percentage of the people that view my stuff just come over to my profile, hopefully they can see that and just plants the seed a little bit. I'm never the one. I'm not going to kind of grab you and sit you down and have like an intense conversation that you don't want to have. But I'll happily plant the seed. And I think that's what God calls us to do, no?
Yeah.
He calls us to spread the word and plant the seed in as many people as possible, bring as many people to heaven as possible. So that's kind of where I feel like I fit. I feel like that kind of has become almost my ministry in my field. So like now I'm like doing TV stuff. I get there are people who are like, oh, you can't be a Christian and do TV stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, that's your opinion. I truly believe I'm doing good and God's work through showing people that it's okay to be Christian.
It's good.
It's okay to have faith in God. And you shouldn't feel like there's any negatives to it. And if I can see that, again, when I was younger, if I could see someone on these shows that I was watching that everyone who's young sees, I would have felt more comfortable.
For sure. You need Jesus in those places. Like, and they're such like TV and influencers are influential.
Yeah.
And actually, if there's not Jesus in there, then they're just quite dark.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that you're bringing that light.
Well, that's, and also as well, we went to a big church fest.
We did.
The it's funny because I this is the first time really being in amongst massive group of Christians, right? Yeah. Again, you feel that like nerviness and whatever else because it's something that I feel so passionate and like I love so much. But again, I can always be more educated on the subject, you know. I don't know the Bible in and out. I can't refer to passages constantly. But so I'm there. I'm enjoying. I'm singing the songs.
We're doing some actions.
Yeah, it was a good vibe, right? We was worshiping. It was great. We had a whole little church group. It was awesome. And we was walking down from a certain part, and someone there come up to me, and I kind of was like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm like with my friends and da da da. We go to church together." He's like, "Oh, you're a Christian?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "How?" And I was like, just kind of coming back to faith now properly, like trying to be active in church, da da da. But you can't be Christian. Not what you do. Like you do like TV stuff and this, that, and the rest. There's no way. Like, are you born again or like what's the vibe like? And I was like, and it was just this real intense moment of like trying to have this conversation with someone, right?
Yeah. Defend yourself.
Dude, and it was like, crazy. It was so intense. And I'd never experienced that before, right? Online, I might get the odd message like, you're not, but I'd never experienced that. And there's obviously we got John 3:16, which is, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son and those that who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Yeah.
But it's the one after I like to use. And it's one after I like to refer to frequently. It's John 3:17 is that for God sent his son not to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through him.
Wow.
So this is kind of, and that was a moment where it's like this verse just sprung to mind. I was sitting there thinking, you know, he's condemning me right now. He's judging me for what I've done in the past and what he deems to be wrong. Mm. But aren't we supposed to be Christ-like?
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to be more like Jesus? Isn't that the goal in life, is to aim towards him? So I didn't judge him in that moment. Mm. It was a hard one to take on. But I just remember that verse ringing in my head. I'm like,
wow.
Just smile and wave. And I did. So I said, oh, it was lovely to meet you. And he actually, at the end, he's like, well, can we pray together? And I thought, this so much in me was just like wanting to say no. Yeah. I'm like, you've literally just come up to me out the door. I'm having a great time. And you've just fully tried to condemn me in however you see. Right. Yeah. I'm thinking, be more like Jesus. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, let's pray together, dude. Like, and then we prayed and it was good. And I felt this like wash of just like bit of like clearance go through me of like in that moment where I was confronted, I could have let my ego go over me. I could have edged God out and been like, no, you're good. Don't worry, mate, do your own thing. But instead I was like, no, just try to be good in this moment and try, just let him pray for you. Let's just have this conversation. Did, walked off. So yeah, that was a weird one to have. But again, I get everyone's got opinions on what you should be like as a Christian, this, that, and the rest. But I truly believe that God calls everyone to minister in their fields. And that's what I feel like I'm trying to do.
Yeah. There's so much I want to ask you. honestly, I've got like 10 questions running through my head. One that I'd love to pick up on, just kind of relating to the theme of like judgment,
yeah,
and experience of Christians with perception of you.
Sure.
In church, this can be a really hard thing to navigate, particularly when you're a public figure, when your people see you on their screens at home and then they see you in person at church. Sure. I guess what's some like hard conversations you've had in church and like backlash you've had from the church, being someone who's kind of from their perspective, like in the worldly spaces, but actually you're bringing the light of God into these spaces. Where are some areas that churches maybe got that wrong? And where are some areas that like, and like the people at church has got that wrong?
Sure.
And where are some areas that like we can do it better? How can we host the influential? How can we host people well?
Yeah, I mean, we go to HTB and I think they are incredibly welcoming. It's a wide space of, you can, she's so diverse there. Mm. Everyone's there. And it is, I've always kind of felt welcome there, funny enough. And there have been certain times I've gone to churches and felt like a little bit like a couple of people just curious as to why I'm there. Mm. And again, talking amongst our group, there's people who experience that too, who they're in the influencer space and they've been queried as to why they're going to church and stuff. But I think what people need to learn, I think in my opinion, is that I think a lot of people have like this church hurt and stuff. They go to church and they feel this thing, but I don't think it's so much church hurt. I think it's like human hurt. There's like people who are out there who are like judging, and that doesn't solely matter towards the church. It's not the church that's judging. Mm. It's just one human. It's a human that's maybe made a judgment and said something or been that's a type good. Of way. So I think that's something that, as people, I guess, coming in who maybe don't feel as welcome because of what they do. Mm. But God welcomes all. I think if that's their opinion, then that's just someone being human.
That's good.
I think we need to be a bit more normal about that.
Yeah.
I had the associate vicar of our church. I had like a coffee with her and I was telling, because they have no idea who's in the church. Like they don't know who's
No, of
who.
Course not.
And I was telling her a bit about, because you've got it's quite a big group of
and
people.
And we're up in the balcony.
Oh,
the
big balcony.
It's like quite like a lineup of like ex-Love Islanders or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about it and she was like, that is incredible. She was like, we need them in the church. We need people like that. That she's like, I can never reach their, like who they're talking to, or even like the producers that, of TV shows or like, again, as you're saying, if there was people on Love Island that like actually were singing God's praises. Yeah. Like she was like, I can never do that. And she was so excited to have you guys there. I mean, she's excited about anyone in the church, but it's nice when I was like, here's a group of people that you don't know exist that are loving loving it and that are living it out, and kind of like encouraging her. And I remember there was a talk where he like cut a phone and we were all like,
Do you remember that? I was like, how many phones does this guy go through a day?
He was talking about pruning and he like literally cut up a phone with
like an iPhone.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
They were like broken phones. I checked. Lol. But I was telling him about it as well. I was just again encouraging him, of being like, because we all spoke about it afterwards and discussed it afterwards, and being like, these influencers, you do. That's always the question: like, what are you influencing? And actually, these influencers are being fed with such like truths about God and pruning or whatever it was, and actually you're taking it in, you're talking
massively,
about it, and then you're bringing that into your space, and both of those people I chat to, like, that is incredible, and we need more of that. So I think church sometimes really can mess it up, but I do think you're right, it's the individuals.
And even like the church I went to when I was younger, if I'm being honest, like it was just, and again, I found a great church now, it's awesome, and I feel really welcome there, but even the one when I was younger, like it just felt very old school, and it felt very like, I didn't feel like I belong. It was weird. It was a weird feeling. So I was, again, happy that I moved. We ended up moving. I didn't go to the church anymore. And even more happy and blessed that I found my way back.
Yeah.
And now I finally feel like I belong, which is great.
And so that's a bit of like maybe the backlash of church, or as you said, like the human.
Yeah.
What's it like being a light or like a Christian in the hard world spaces? Like, have you received backlash there? Like, have you had people question you there? What's been some, like, maybe some battles that you've had to face, like some difficulties
like on in
like in your work, like in your day to day?
Even just living it out, like that kind of stuff.
What's that?
Even just like living out your faith.
Yeah. I mean, again, even like on social media, like if you post about faith, then obviously, I think when you stand for something, it everyone's going to have some type of opinion. Mm. But when this is something that I believe in so strongly and feel so convicted by, and it feels awesome that I can post about it and show people. And however much I might get the negative replies and like whatever it is in the DMs, I will see them. But the positives are starting to outweigh the negatives. Wow. Now what I believe is that when you're spreading God's word, I don't think your main goal is not let's get 10,000 replies to this saying you're the man, da, 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 da. It's not that's me having an ego, that's me having pride. I'm wanting people to go, oh, you're the guy, da, da, da. I don't care for that. I think if I'm just spreading God's word, even if certain thousand people view it and one person like me when I was a kid just looks at that and goes, yo, it's kind of cool to be Christian, man. This is a vibe. Like, he's doing it. Why can't I? Like, I'm going to go church. I'm going to see what it's about. Mm. If I can just do that for one, that's all I care about. That's literally all I care about. So however much you do get the negative comments and whatever it may be, I genuinely, it's the only time. Like, if you comment negatively about my fit on that day, I might be like, ouch. I thought this fit goes hard. Like, I thought it was a cool outfit. What are you talking about? Yeah. But when it comes to God, and it's crazy because I don't care about my fit anywhere the way I care about God. Do you know what I mean? Like, God is everything to me. But the fact is, it doesn't matter. Like, if you have anything to say negatively, I either pray for you, or in my opinion, I'm thinking, but there's going to be one. And there is now. And what I'm starting to see is that it's nice, like, pattern of, like, every time I post something about faith or Christianity or God or a Bible verse, people message and be like, oh, Dims, I'm so happy you're open about your faith. I really appreciate it. This is something, like, I needed to see today.
Wow.
You know, and that's
so encouraging.
Honestly, it's just such a buzz. It's such a buzz. And again, I guess there's obviously a fine line of, like, not everyone who follows me is religious. I'm sure the majority aren't. But so I'll trying to find the balance is what I'm trying to find. That's always what I'm trying to find. But it is nice to see, like, the odd comment of like, dude, thanks so much. That just fills everything. Mm. And then the 10 negatives I've just got in the DMs, I don't care. Mm. Like, it just, nothing matters.
Mm. Oh, it's so cool. And it's so cool. You, 4 years ago, would you have ever expected you to be like this in love with Jesus?
Do you know what? This is the thing. Back then, I thought I was. I in my mind, I'm praying. I'm reading the Bible every now and then. Like, but the way I've seen like my faith increase and like how proud and like bold I am about it now is something, possibly I would never have seen before. And I think that is just amazing. And I can't see it slowing down. It's only going to get better and stronger as time goes on. Wow. And again, like there's always, you always have ups and downs with your journey with faith. There's sometimes you're questioning certain things and you feel upset at how life is going or this, that, and the rest. And I've been there. Like, it's not a perfect journey. But what I'm finding now is that even in my low moments, even in the times where I'm really struggling.
Wow.
Back 4 years ago, I might have been like, oh, gosh, why is this happening to me? Da, 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 da. Get the ump. Like, I'm just fuming. But now, like, I'll pray about it.
Wow.
Now I'll refer back to the word and just certain things. And if anything, I double down. If anything, when I'm negative, I'm double down. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when things are going good, I'm praying. Like, I'm praying. I'm like, yeah, thanks so much, God. Like, God's giving me his peace, you know? Because when you pray with gratitude, God gives you his peace. And that's where I'm at. When I'm negative, I'm like, nah, man, I need to double down on this. Let's talk to God some more. Let's figure this out. So it's, I think the way I love Jesus now is just incredible.
Hey, that's awesome. I do find it funny that you're in that friendship group a bit. Like, how are you?
Izzy's deep in the cut. Izzy's like the main one. Actually, you know, did you see the photo the other day of her at Five Guys? Her in the middle.
I did see that.
Everyone's just around her. I'm like, yo, Izzy, you're
what
too cool
I
to school.
Say?
It's
what
just main
I
character.
Say?
Too cool.
Anywho.
Oh, gosh.
What are you doing? So, Christian, go.
Try and bring all that back into the podcast. Joe.
Is he?
see, what am I asking? Where do you see like hope in what you're doing with your life?
Are you okay?
She's lost it. You lost your head, mate.
She's got the giggles. She's out. I see hope in kind of like, again, as I was saying earlier about the people being ministering in all types of fields. Mm-hmm. I think I see hope in, again, I see, it might be because my algorithm on TikTok is so Christian based now, but I'm seeing a lot more people talk about God.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible to see people boldly speaking on what on their love for Jesus.
Yeah.
And that is just insane. It's something I never see as a kid.
Yeah.
Not really. Like, again, if I wanted to see it, I had to go to church. Mm. So it's incredible to keep seeing that online through TV. I think TV are definitely showing it more so now. Not to say it wasn't shown back in the day. I'm just saying what I can see now is that people, again, are talking about faith more. Mm. Again, as I said, so with Love Island, people talking about their favorite Bible story. Like, that is incredible. We can see that. And that it's being spread to so many people who maybe don't know God or maybe, like me, kind of knew God or was curious, or even just someone who just wants to go to church or just wants to see it. If you can plant that seed through this field, through TV, through social media, you do incredible work, Jesse and Izzy. I know you guys spread so much around, and that's kind of what is needed, I think. Mm. So that's where I see hope. I see hope in a sense of like reaching many people who would never have heard of God or even know God.
Mm. There's a lot of talk in church circles, in like different, I don't know, leadership conversations about how, wow, this generation is the open generation. Culture for the first time is asking these questions. Yeah. Like, I can't believe everyone's so open. Everyone's so open. It's very easy to say that from like an outsider perspective. Like, as much as I can see it in some workplaces and some environments, I can sit with you and hear stories. I'm very separate from that. And I don't know it personally all the time. I see it on the streets. I ask people questions about God and they often are like, oh yeah, no, I am really open about God. I really am open. I guess in those secular environments behind like the cameras rolling, in just like your average conversation, do you think that this like phrase of, oh, this is an open generation, do you think that's true? Do you think you see people more open to talk about faith and actually longing for faith more than ever?
I think so, yeah. I think so massively. I think, again, like where I've now kind of going back to church and speaking to a lot of Christians and stuff, I definitely see a lot more people open talking about faith. But again, this is the whole point of like, of course you're going to see that church.
Mm.
That being said, I have friends who I would never of thought would have ever come to me to talk about God or just be open-minded. Mm. And I'm seeing that a lot more now. Like, a lot of friends are just querying. A lot of friends are just saying, oh, dude, can I come to church one time? Yeah. I'm like, dude, come through. It's a vibe. Like, we sing songs. It's great. Da, da, da. But like, that's the way that it needs to be, because they just need to come and that seed be planted.
Mm.
And again, it might not hit first time. They might not like it.
Mm.
Might come back a year later. They might have this incredible journey where it's up, down, up, down. It just, that is, everyone's journey is individual. And God has a path for everyone. Mm. So yeah, I definitely think this is just more of an open generation. And I love to see that people are so passionate in their faith.
Yeah.
Because again, if I had seen that when I was younger, I would have been so much more open and bold and stronger in what I knew to be true.
It's brilliant.
So that is just incredible that we have that nowadays. Mm. And again, people who talk on God and spread the word are helping people be so open with it. Mm. You know, again, there's always going to be closed off people. Of course there is. That is expected. That is just, that's just life. And each to their own. There's no judgment on any part. We're not condemning anybody.
Mm.
But it's also amazing that those who maybe didn't know God or are just curious, who are actually actively going, let me just know about him, or tell so me something cool about him. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and we're probably coming into a close now, but the final thing I'd love, I know I'm asking you lots of questions, because there's so much I can draw out.
No, dude, this is awesome.
It's really fun. What's like a word of encouragement or like an area in you said like Christians in church, they can be in their little church circles a lot.
Sure.
But for you, like, you're called to go out. what's an area that you'd like encourage teenagers, encourage students? These are the people who will probably be watching us, like 16 to 25. How can we better share our faith? How can we have conversations with creatives who are in the secular environment? How can we do better?
How can we do better?
What did you need like 3 years ago that if you saw would have changed everything? Like,
I think understanding is a great word to use. I think we need to understand that like some people just haven't seen or anything of God or know anything of God.
It's great.
And I think that's where it needs to come in. I think you need to understand that someone might have absolutely no clue what you're talking about and might be completely like against anything you're trying to thrust upon them or give to them. But what I think needs to be done is that you just have understanding that someone might not know and just be open to try and talk to those who don't know him. Like, again, yeah. As I say, it's amazing talking to Christians. It really, that fills your cup. Mm. That really pours into you, you know, mm. when you talk to other Christians, it almost pours into you. But what I say is like, let that pour into you from other Christians and then go and pour out amongst those who don't know him.
Yeah,
you know, that's what it should be. So yeah. Almost like recharge your batteries with Christians, go out and spread his word. And again, rejection's scary. I get it. Rejection. And if someone isn't interested, there's no point. Don't force anything upon anyone. That's not the situation we're in. It's you're supposed to just spread Jesus' love and just pouring out his love to everyone. That's the best way I can do it.
Oh, that was a great answer. Is do you have any final
clap
points?
Again. Oh,
yeah, I'll finish it. Full circle. Do you have any final questions or
no?
Little close. Okay, well, Joe, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. Honestly,
that was awesome. Feel like I learned lots.
Appreciate it.
And guys, hopefully that was helpful. And it was helpful for us. And do make sure you stay tuned. This testimony series is large, so there'll be more people coming, I'm sure. We also post Bible studies, so check those out. Like and subscribe. Any other things to say? I don't know. Is that it?
Jesus loves you.
But guys, thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.